on vision. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. Each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boys. You bother me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing,
bop baby, bop baby, bop
oh yeah.
22 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock, it's time for our early bird fishing guide. And I'm sure he didn't get any sleep last night. He's just like a kid getting ready for Christmas. He's got his boat. Jeff Sundin joins us this morning. Morning, Jeff.
I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
Every once in a while I'm sleeping, I speak a few words.
Yeah.
And I caught myself last night saying, they don't always bite.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. That is
so true. Yep, it's true. I know that sounds like a story that I just made up, but I'm guessing that the hippie chick can verify this for me at a later time.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That's not a positive thing. That's not positive.
Well, you know, here's the thing. They don't always bite. we had a hot tip. I was gonna go show a guy, a friend of mine, yesterday how to really catch some crappies because I had a hot tip from a friend of mine. Not did he just tell me which lake, but he told me where they caught them and the whole nine yards. So we slipped in over there yesterday and tried to give it the college try, and they weren't there. The fish weren't there.
Well, how close of a friend is this? Maybe it was a diversion tactic.
Well, you never know. I think it was a legitimate, but the problem is this time of year, those fish move in, they move out, they come and they go, and it's a moving target. You don't get to just say, okay, there's the ninth hole right there. And it's always right there. And you might have to compensate for wind or whatever, but the hole's still there. So now with fish, the hole's not always still there. Yeah. So. Anyway, that was kind of a downer yesterday, and I felt bad because it was such a beautiful day, and it looked like one of those perfect situations to really go out and get them. But we were in between that the fish aren't quite ready to spawn yet. The water temperature was just trying to tickle 55 degrees, and it's going to take another couple of maybe 3-4 days before those panfish are going to move in and then stay there. You know, that right now, anytime they come to the shallow water, strictly on a feeding mission, and so maybe it was too bright yesterday or something like that. But either way you look at it, that was the scenario. When we were in the Twin Cities on the weekend, Eden Prairie area, I took some photos of the lilacs that were all in bloom. And that's a sure sign when you finally start to see that up here. That's a sure sign that the crappies will be serious and in the shallow water, fanning beds and being preparing for the spawning season. So we'll put that on hold for a little bit. Now it's all going to, as much time as we had this year, this big early spring, everything is all boiling right down to the normal 3 days before the opener crunch time. Nothing's done any earlier than usual. Nothing's ready to catch any earlier than usual. The water temperature hasn't changed. It's just like, well, here we are at a perfectly normal opening weekend of fishing.
At least I don't think you'd be wearing snowmobile suits this year.
No, it looks like it's going to be really nice. And it should be for most folks. You know, every lake, you know, like I said, they don't always bite. But for most folks, we should be in pretty good shape because even though the weather hasn't changed all that much from a typical year, the fish did spawn earlier than usual, and that should wind up on a lot of lakes, especially the bigger, like your Red Lake, Winnipeg, Sleet Lake, the bigger walleye factory type waters that have got large expanses of shallow flats. The minnows, the shiner minnows, have been running really well this year, and that should encourage fish to move around the shoreline and find these schools of feeding of spawning minnows. So anglers should be able to pick up a spot here, a spot there, a spot over there, instead of one gigantic school of fish that's all located on a certain corner of the lake. The crowd should be able to disperse a little bit and find smaller schools of fish spread out over a wider territory. That's my prediction anyway for the weekend.
Opening day is going to be an otter tail, but there's going to be a statewide angler participation derby. What's that all about?
It's kind of a hybrid. I talked to the folks over there at Perham, the folks that set up the governor's opener this year, and they were telling me that because they still have some concerns about COVID and not everything is wide open, even though it's going to be outside, rather than to just make a little bitty event out of it for a few people, what they've done is they've worked in concert with a website app called the Fish Donkey. And anybody that wants to participate this weekend in this state, all you have to do is catch a fish. You lay the fish on a ruler and take a photograph of it. And then you hold the fish up in front of you and take a photograph of the fish and you in the same picture. Now, you can release the fish or whatever you want to do. If it's a legal fish, you can keep it. If you want to prefer to release it, you can do that. You submit the photos of this fish through this app that you can download for free onto your telephone. And if it's a walleyes only, there's nothing else counts, but you catch the winning size walleye, it's $1,000. And it doesn't matter what lake you're fishing on, any place in the state of Minnesota. So it could be kind of fun. You know, there's always a little bit of hype around the governor's fishing opener, but there's never really an opportunity for everybody in the state to participate if you don't go there or if you're not a member of the media or a VIP guest or something like that. Most folks, excepting for maybe like we have in Grand Rapids, occasionally hosted the opener, and then there's a community barbecue and some things like that that are open to the public. But most of that event is kind of, they bring in the high-rolling press people and, you know, try to showcase the area. That's the point of it. It's a kind of a statewide opportunity to promote, you know, one specific destination, you know, when it comes to fishing. So they'll still have some of that going on over there. And for their VIP guests, they'll have some things, but they'll have virtually no activities that will be open to the public. There won't be any kind of a picnic or a shore lunch or any of that kind of stuff. That's all going to be guests invited only. And you know, so to participate, they've come up with this fish donkey thing, and it sounds like fun.
Yeah, sure.
I might even download that app myself.
Just do not. I hope there's a little thing on the contract that says no photoshopping.
Well, these things are getting kind of perfected now.
Sure.
There's a walleye tournament series. Now, there may have been someone that used it first, but I'm the first one that's familiar with me was the AIM walleye circuit, and they kind of started in earnest this movement towards catch and photo and release. And these apps is just like taking your fingerprint or face recognition of that fish. Once you submit that photograph, that app can figure out if it's the right fish. If you tried to send the same fish in twice, they know it. It's pretty sophisticated.
Nice.
And it's getting pretty widespread. So that sophistication is going to be available. It's like all technology. Everybody will have it before it's over with. So you'll be able to do this on, you know, let's just say KXE wanted to run a fishing contest, download the app, set it up with the fish donkey, and you'd be green for go.
Oh, right. I like it. The KXC fish donkey app. Okay.
Hey, just one quick question. I think I ask you this every other year. Does the lack of water, the lack of rain affect anything in fishing?
It was heading that way for a while. We had it, things were getting low, and they were getting pretty concerned. Well, some folks were getting pretty concerned about the whether the water levels would be high enough for a good spawning run this year. And just as people were starting to ask questions and get concerned about that, we got a lot of rain for a few days, and everything came back up to normal. Now it's getting dry again. But the lakes that we've been on, it doesn't look like it's dry enough to make anything low. It doesn't look like we're going to have any real problems early this season. So it depends on what happens now. Typically, right around the opener in the first couple of weeks before Memorial Day, we usually get a little stretch of rainy weather again. So we'll see how that plays out. As far as the actual fishing itself is concerned, lower water for the angler is probably makes things a little easier because you eliminate a lot of shallow areas. Fish can go into some incredibly shallow water, and sometimes they're so shallow and up in the weeds, places where people just can't even get at them. And so a high water year typically results in a little bit harder fishing. Lower water moves the fish out towards the break lines and the edges where folks can get at them a little bit easier, and that tends to make things easier. So if you had to generalize, you'd say low water for angling would probably be okay. Not so good for spawning and the production of a year class of fish.
Well, Jeff, you remember the hard-hitting question that Bauer there had for you on chapped hands and what kind of lotion you use. I think that was last week or the week before.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Well, we heard from someone yesterday who ran, he said he ran the poor Grand Rapids Walgreen young man ragged and couldn't find what you were talking about. He's thinking he might book a flight to South Dakota that Rapid City might have it in.
Okay.
Apparently there's
well,
been a run.
I'll make this a project for today to discover how to get your hands on this stuff, no pun intended. but I can put a picture up and, of what the bottle looks like exactly. And folks have run into trouble getting that before, and I think one of the solutions is to buy it on the Walgreens website online. And but I'll make so that everybody knows the exact stuff, and believe me, it really does do the job.
Okay.
And I never mentioned it last week, but aloe is also another handy thing to have around.
Okay.
That takes care of a lot of those little nicks and walleye cuts that you get.
Well, the email we got was from Old Man River, and he said he's just going to use petroleum jelly. He said it works for my canoe and fishing hands and diaper rash as well.
So. Covers all bases.
Yes. Before we go, Jeff, let's say I get my license, I go out fishing, I catch some fish. How should I cook it?
Well, here's a couple of things. You know, around here we've been having less and less fried food than we used to have, and we've been eating more and more pike, and I think we've talked about this before, but it's worth repeating. You can find a recipe on my website for Coconut Pike Delight, and this is very simple to make. It's a little bit of coconut oil. You sprinkle some Tony Sacheries on top of the fillets. This is, lay them out on tin foil. Sprinkle some shaved coconut over the top of that and cook it on your barbecue grill for about 10 minutes, and you have got a meal that anybody that has ever tried this gobbles it up. They just love it. And so that's a really creative way. And these first couple weeks now, there's going to be a lot of pike biting, so don't be upset that you're catching pike. Save a few of them and make a meal out of them and do it this way. Another great way for the pike is to blacken them. So another very simple recipe, just shake them up in a bag with a little vegetable oil and, again, some Tony's Sacheries or some blackened spice, and then put those on a real super hot pan outside and blacken those for a couple minutes on each side. Another thing that everybody just gobbles up. And then we've been doing that quite often now. We're starting to put those on the grill, too, and just that can be just very simple, a little lemon pepper on the top of it, a little bit of oil so they don't stick in the bottom of the tin foil, and barbecue those for 8 or 10 minutes, and you're set to go. And another real simple, real healthy, easy way to eat fish. And so we're moving further and further away from frying them, even though we still like that. The doctor says better to eat the other kind.
Coconut Pike Delight. That's the search I should do?
That's the magic one right there. I can make sure that that one's easy to find today, too.
Okay, that sounds great. That's Jeff Sundin. You can read his report and find out all the cool stuff at jeffsundin.com. Have a great opening weekend.
You too. We'll see you.
Thanks a lot.